Well, it sounds as if there's definitely a stage of information gathering here. So can you talk to that a little bit, and what sort of information do we need to gather?
When we're talking about information gathering, one of the things that I tell people all the time is that most people just simply don't understand taxes. They don't. I mean, and as we mentioned earlier, that's understandable. I mean, with taxes being as difficult as they are, as voluminous as the tax code is, you look at this and you say, hey, it's no wonder that it requires experts in the tax code that can be a part of our overall team. When you look at this, there are really things that we can do. One is to understand that there are different types of taxes. Well, when we look at different types of taxes, think about it. First of all, with your, let's say, withholding taxes, you got federal income tax withholding, you've got Social Security tax withholding, you've got Medicare tax withholding, and then for most people, there's a state income tax withholding, unless you live in a state that does not have a state income tax. And here's the other thing, even if you do live in a state that has no state income tax, that doesn't mean that you're not going to be exposed to some state income tax depending upon the type of activities that you do. Oftentimes, people believe that if I set up an entity in a tax-free state, such as Nevada, for instance, that I'll never have to pay any sort of taxes whatsoever, and that's just simply not the case. Why Nevada will have certain benefits, while it will give you some of those benefits, the key is you're not going to be able to just avoid paying any sort of taxes if the activity is conducted in a state that imposes state income taxes. And there's a lot of information like that that you need to really get a handle on, because there are people out there that will just tell you information that's wrong. And the difficulty is when they tell you that information is wrong and then you act on that information and then you get yourself into trouble, they're nowhere to be found. So you need members on your team that can assist you with this information. That's why a tax accountant is so important as part of that overall mastermind team. But then, you know, that's just talking about different types of taxes. I mean, you got capital gains taxes, you got alternative minimum tax, which affects a lot more people nowadays. So you start looking at, there are a lot of different types of taxes. But then at the same time,